Welcome to the top stories today, from the Financial Times. First up, a sport utility vehicle drove into a Christmas parade in a suburb of Milwaukee on Sunday, killing at least five people and injuring more than 40 adults and children. City authorities in Waukesha, Wisconsin, said in a Facebook post, the scene is still fluid, and the investigation is ongoing, adding that police had apprehended a person of interest. Next, China's hypersonic weapon test in July included a technological advance that enabled it to fire a missile as it approached its target, traveling at least five times the speed of sound, a capability no country has previously demonstrated. Pentagon scientists were caught off guard by the advance, which allowed the hypersonic glide vehicle, a maneuverable spacecraft that can carry a nuclear warhead, to fire a separate missile mid-flight in the atmosphere over the South China Sea, according to people familiar with the intelligence. And now, Europe's protests against COVID-19 curbs spread to Brussels on Sunday, when tens of thousands of demonstrators marched through the city centre in protests that later turned violent. Protests also broke out in Austria, Italy, the Netherlands, Switzerland and Croatia over the weekend, as European governments stepped up their efforts to curb a steep rise in infections that's putting pressure on healthcare systems across the continent, and last week prompted the World Health Organization to express concern. And finally, The Information, a technology news publication aimed at Silicon Valley insiders, has reached 225,000 active users, underlining the rise of specialist subscriptions as a business model for journalism. The San Francisco startup, founded by former Wall Street Journal reporter Jessica Lessin in 2013, is expanding its focus beyond scoops and analysis with a weekend lifestyle edition. That's it for now, from this episode of the Top Stories Today, read aloud by Microsoft Azure AI. Let us know what you think of this experimental digest by filling out a survey at ft.com/topstoriestoday, or emailing your thoughts to topstoriestoday@ft.com. Thanks for listening.